away, WGOW.com.
Bonnaroo and you from the Talk Monster, Talk Radio 102.3.
Talk Radio 102.3.
Man, this is like Jeff Styles' show. What the hell is this? What is this? Jen Wigmore?
Jen Wigmore is her name.
How did you hear about this group?
She's in the Heineken commercial where James Bond is being chased by the guy onto the train, The other guy looks like James Bond, dressed like him, so they chase him all the way through all the cars, and they end up in the club car.
She is beautiful.
Yeah, she's a pretty blonde.
Wow.
She sticks out a little bit.
And it's her singing in the club car. It's her band playing.
Wow. Okay, it's Jen, G-I-N, Wigmore, W-I-G-M-O-R-E.
And she's from New Zealand.
Jeff Styles would like her.
Jeff has heard of her. I talked to him about her last time I was in here.
So we're out of Fofale since they've broken up?
Yeah, they broke up, and I don't like their new lead singer. Their old stuff is great if you get on YouTube and look at it or listen to it or get their stuff off iTunes. But Jen Wigmore's who I'm kind of excited about now for listening to.
Listen, folks, you're listening to the voice of Eric Buchanan. I've never seen so many people in the station get excited when a guest walks in. They love Eric Buchanan. Eric, it's so good to see you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Everything okay?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Joe's going to be a dad, and by the due date is May 3rd.
Holy cow, I didn't realize it was that soon.
So, second.
May 2nd.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I asked him what kind of diapers I should get him, and it took like...
Pink or blue?
No, it took like 10 minutes to get an answer out of him. He goes,
I said, I don't care. I'm not wearing them.
I'm getting close.
Do you know yet, boy or girl?
Yeah, another girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'll be surrounded by estrogen.
That's it. But you'll be chewing on the patch by the time. Joe, it's great to be working with you again. Eric Buchanan, love working with you, buddy. Eric Buchanan and Associates, one of the best when it comes to disability and Social Security law. 267-1023. Come on, folks. Free legal advice for the next hour. We don't get him on very often, but when he do, we love it when he's here. Eric Buchanan, come on. 267-1023. What's the difference between Social Security disability and long-term disability insurance?
Yeah, people who don't deal with this very often confuse those terms, and it's important to know the difference. Social Security disability is the federal program that you pay into when you're paying FICA taxes. So when they're taking those FICA taxes out of your check, you're paying into the Social Security system, and you're going to hopefully get that money back someday when you get to retirement age. But if you become disabled before you reach retirement age, you can draw Social Security disability. And Social Security disability basically means if you're disabled from any job, then you can draw those Social Security retirement benefits early at whatever age you become disabled. Long-term disability is basically disability insurance. There's two types of disability insurance. The long-term disability is the phrase we use if you have the coverage at work. So if you work for an employer that has a long-term disability policy and you become disabled, typically those policies will pay you 60% of whatever you're making before you became disabled. You can also get private disability insurance policies if you go to Northwestern or The Guardian or one of those companies and go to your insurance agent directly and say, I want some extra coverage. Typically, those policies will pay you a set amount per month. And there's very different rules for all three different programs.
Usually you'll bring up from the 60 to 40% to make it 100% coverage if you're disabled.
Or you can, if you buy a private policy, you can say, look, I want a policy that will pay me $3,000 a month or $7,000 a month or whatever you're earning. If the company says you're making enough now that makes sense, we'll write you a policy for X number of dollars a month.
Like you've told me, you have got to be financially secure because that money's not going to kick in for probably a half a year, you say. Is that right for disability?
Yeah, that's right. For Social Security, there's a five-month waiting period. So even if you win your case right away, there's 5 months from the time you stop work until you would get your first check.
In both Social Security and the other type of disability?
The other type of disability depends on how the policy is written. They have a waiting period that can be as short as a month, 3 months, 6 months, or a year, most commonly 6 months.
All right.
Mark, you out there if you want to go ahead and ask your question?
Yeah, my question is this. It's been several years since I've got the stipend from Social Security as far as my Social Security amounts from retirement. Is there some place like online I can go to find out, what I'm earning and what I can earn at 62 or 63 or 64?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. If you go to the website ssa.gov, and that stands for Social Security Administration.gov, and make sure you go to the one that has the .gov at the end of it, and that's the official government website, and there's a place that you can go on there to order a copy of your earnings record, and what they actually call it on the website is something called a PEBS, Personal Earning and Benefit Estimate Statement. If you go on there and request that, then they will send you a copy of your PEBS, and it shows how much money you've paid in every year, what you would draw at your full retirement age, what you would draw if you became disabled. And based on what you draw at your full retirement age, you can do the math to figure out if you're turned 62 and you want to draw it earlier, what percentage you would get.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very
Mark,
much.
Mark, it is so good to have you on the show. 267-1023. Come on, folks. Free legal advice tonight with Eric Buchanan when it comes to legal matters concerning Social Security and, most importantly, when it comes to disability insurance. There are so many attorneys out there doing Social Security. Let me ask you this question. If you have an attorney, is it best if they handle both your Social Security disability and your long-term disability?
Yeah, we generally think that that's true. We started out, my partner Scott Wilson and I started out 15 years ago handling Social Security cases, and we're both board-certified
right.
Social Security
so
specialists.
So brag on that, because there are very, very few in this state.
Yeah, the last time I checked, there were 8 attorneys in Tennessee that were board-certified Social Security specialists, and Scott and I are 2 of them, so that we've got a significant portion of the people in Tennessee who have that certification. So we've handled Social Security cases for years. I regularly teach Social Security to other attorneys.
Throughout the country.
Yeah, I've done those classes all over the country for several different types of conferences, from all the way from the West, from San Francisco to Boston before. I also regularly teach classes to other attorneys about long-term disability. I've done that all over the country. And basically, if you have both types of cases, there's sometimes it really matters if the same attorney is handling both, because you can make a mistake that might help you in your Social Security case that hurts you in your long-term disability case.
Folks, once again, Eric Buchanan, the best in this area, one of 8 special attorneys in this town in the state who are board certified. Kellogg, great to have you on the show. Mike, hold on. We'll get to you in a moment. Go, Kellogg.
Mr. Miskun, I'm definitely a fan.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear. I wish my mom was listening. Thank you.
Attorney Buchanan, thank you very much for your time.
Sure.
My question is, does your firm do any type of work when it comes to hoping to get more transparency with the city of Chattanooga or government entities?
No. The way law firms work these days is kind of like doctors. It's getting more and more rare for attorneys to be general practitioners or to cover broad areas or to do stuff outside of what they kind of specialize in or what they focus on. In my firm, we focus on helping people get their disability benefits and some other employee benefits like life insurance and some other insurance benefits. So dealing with the city of Chattanooga, if you had a disability policy and you worked for the city of Chattanooga, we've dealt with that before. I know a lot of city employees have Unum Provident policies. But for the most part, that's about all we do with the city. We don't do open government requests or any of that kind of stuff.
Thanks for your time.
Kellogg, sure. All the best to you. Mike, great to have you on the show. You're on with Eric Buchanan. Go, Mike.
Well, good, good. Eric, I think I may need to get your number and call to set up a appointment with you, because this is really going to be time-consuming and all, but we have got the second explanation of determination why she was turned down. I'm calling for my girlfriend.
Well, hey, listen, let me give you the number. It's 634-2505.
Is the fax.
Oh, that's the fax number?
Yeah, 2505 is the fax,
oh,
and 2506 is the regular number. And let me give you my website, too. It's www.buchanandisability.com. And we have a toll-free number that's 877 in front of the 634-2506. But, Mike, if you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on, I can answer some general questions about that.
Okay. My girlfriend has lost her sight in one eye due to cataracts, and she has bad back. She's under medication for back spasms, and she hadn't worked in about 5 years.
That sounds pretty rough.
Yeah, and so I tried to get all the medical records I could. I might have had a wrong date on here or something, but I even sent in a copy of the last eye exam that the doctor just said, my God, she's blind. She's got to get this surgery. And they said, well, you're blind in one eye, but you can see out of the other, so I guess you can work.
Well, Mike, let me answer a couple questions that people in your situation might be mm-hmm. wondering about what happens in these kind of cases.
Mm-hmm.
I have clients all the time that come to me and say, well, I gave Social Security all my medical records. The problem is medical records alone are not enough. They're extremely important. You can't win a case without medical records showing you have something wrong with you. But as a disability attorney, what I've learned and what I know the system requires is taking it one more step and having doctors say what someone's restrictions and limitations are. So if you go to a good disability attorney, what they'll do is they'll give you a form to take to your doctor, or they'll ask your doctor directly to fill out a form that asks questions like, how long can this person sit during a normal day? How long can they stand? Do they have to lie down? Or in things like their vision. Now, under Social Security's rules, one of the ways you can win a Social Security case is there's certain medical problems that automatically meet something called a listing. About 10% of the people who are found disabled meet a listing, and they have something so bad that with just based on the records alone that they can win. An example of that is the vision listing. You have to have worse than 20/200 vision in your better eye. So when you're saying she's blind in one eye, she can see okay in the other eye, that's actually technically under Social Security's rules not enough by itself to win the Social Security case. But then what happens if you don't meet one of those listings? The other 90% of the people who win their case, you add up all that's wrong with them and all the limitations and restrictions they have from that. And if that's enough to prove that the person can't do any job, then you can win your Social Security case at the next steps of the evaluation process. In order to prove that, it takes getting the doctors to say what the person can or can't do, not just the medical records. And that's the kind of stuff we help people with all the time. A lot of people have that same problem. So if you want to have your girlfriend call our office and give us the rest of the details, we'll be glad to talk to her.
Yeah, because I was reading through this. You can't, you know, can't even read the big bold print, much less the little one. And, you know, it was like, okay, I did turn in the records, but their committee, their board, you know, went over the records. And, you know, although you've got anxiety and depression, that's not enough. Although you're suffering from back and neck, you know, that kind of thing.
Hey,
I'm
Mike,
sure.
Mike, that happens to a whole lot of people, and that's basically what I see day in and day out. So call our office, and we'll see if we can't help her out.
That's 634-2506. They are located right across the street from Memorial Auditorium, and you can't miss it. It's in a beautiful home, and he's got an unbelievable staff there, Mike. They will not let you down.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
How do you spell the Buchanan?
B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N.
And it's Eric.
Okay, I'll go on the website.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye. And, Paul, this is Eric Buchanan with Jed Mescon. What can we do for you tonight?
Yes, sir. I got a quick question for you about Social Security benefit. My spouse became disabled. Everything was approved. She died before any of it kicked in. And it's like there's no benefits whatsoever at that point.
Well, Paul, first let me say how sorry I am that that happened to you. That's got to be a rough thing. We see that sometimes. We actually sometimes have had clients who fought through the system for years and when they pass away. Now, what actually happens under the Social Security rules is once you stop working, if you've been off of work for 5 months, that's when the benefits are supposed to start, as long as you have filed an application within a year of that date. Because the back pay can only go back a year prior to the application, and it can't start any later than 5 months after they stop working. Now, under regular Social Security disability, based on what somebody paid into the system, then there is still, if the person was disabled past the point where their benefits should have started, then their spouse or their estate should get those benefits. But unfortunately, if the person passes away before they get to that, what's called their date of entitlement, which is the magic word for the date the benefits would start 5 months after they stopped working, if they haven't reached that point before they passed away, then that's true. There's no other, there's just no month that they were disabled under the Social Security system.
But, I mean, you know, the entire, you know, amount of money she paid him, you know, for 40 years, you get none of it.
Paul, that's unfortunately true. And if you want to have the discussion sometime on a different night about the politics behind whether Social Security is a great idea and whether it should be privatized and whether people should have the choice to pay in or not pay in, we can have that conversation. And I especially encourage you to call in when one of our congressmen is on the radio station. But I can tell you what the law is, and the law basically is, it's that's the way the rule works. It's not really your money when you pay into the system. It's another type of tax. However, it is a benefit that you can get paid if you've paid into the system and you fit under the rules, and that's just one of the rules. I don't really like it either, but that's the way it works.
I know, it's crazy. Like I say, it was no problem at all with, you know, approving it right off the bat. Everything was good. And then just because she, you know, couldn't make it another 2 or 3 weeks, it's like, you know, there was nothing for her children or myself because of the loophole.
Paul, let me ask you this question. How old are you?
55.
There's a rule out there. Let me just make sure people have heard this. Once you turn 50, if your spouse passes away while they're in insured status, which means they paid into Social Security, and you asked, well, can you ever get the money back? There's one way that that can happen. You can be eligible for widows or widowers benefits. Between the ages of 50 and 60, you can draw off of your spouse's account if you become disabled. Once you turn 60, you can draw off your spouse's account even if you're not disabled, if you stop working. So if you yourself become disabled, you might be able to draw off your own account. But if your spouse actually has a higher benefit amount, you can get paid more than just off of your own account. Now, unfortunately, for a lot of families, you know, one spouse makes more money than the other spouse. And if the one who made more money and paid in is the one who's still alive, there's no widow's benefits available. But if the one who made less money is still alive, then they get to pay, they get paid a portion of their spouse's account under widow's benefits.
Wow.
You have to be 50 and be disabled, and your spouse has to have passed away within the last 7 years before you turn 50 or became disabled, or that can be extended until if you had kids that were under 18. There's some special rules for that. But you're over 50, so if you were to become disabled, you could draw off your own account and potentially off of hers.
Gotcha.
Hey, Paul, can I give you his number?
I've got it. I've heard you give it out several times, but feel free to give it out for everybody else.
I'm glad you said that, Paul. 634-2506. It is Eric Buchanan, who I consider the best in this town when it comes to long-term disability and Social Security issues. Paul, all the best. A little bit of, is this Jen Wigmore?
This is Clary Brown, the band from Australia. And they're in the other Heineken commercial where the guy changes the bar from a ratty old bar into a really nice bar, and he pulls the levers behind the bar, and one of the levers he pulls, and the band falls down. That's this band.
All right. Once again, it's great to have Eric Buchanan on the show. We not only learn about disability issues, he's a great music aficionado. Cowboy Joe, take us out, buddy. It's great to see you, Joe.
Facebook chats with Brian Joyce and Cowboy Joe. The links you love. From the Facebook friends you never unlike.
You're so adorable.
Talk Radio 102.3, the Talk Monster.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
Wall Street now, and on the seventh day, the markets took a break. Stocks paused after a six-day rally as investors reacted to the latest earnings news and a worse-than-expected report on new home sales. The Dow closed down 13 points, NASDAQ gave up 34, and the S&P fell 4. Most of us didn't feel like trudging through the snow to look at houses. The Commerce Department says a colder-than-usual winter was one reason that newly built homes plunged more than 14% last month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you because I've seen it time and time again that when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506 or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit www.22bankonyourself.com. That's www.22bankonyourself.com. 22bankonyourself.com.
No matter your political or religious persuasion, there's one thing that can always bring left, right, prince, pauper, freaks, geeks, and rednecks together. Another Round. This is Lex inviting you to pull up a stool to tap the Craft Beer and Homebrewing Radio Show, Saturday morning at 11 on Talk Radio 102.3.
When you gotta know, you turn to us, WGOW Radio.
Is this Clary Brown?
Now we're back to Jen Wigmore.
Jen Wigmore. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going international tonight. This is Jen Wigmore, W-I-G-M-O-R-E.
From New Zealand.
From New Zealand, and she is beautiful. You need to Google her. Joe, baby's almost here, man. She is a beautiful woman, though.
Yeah.
267-1023. So much enjoyment when Eric Buchanan is in the studio, folks. Hey, Mike, it is so good to have you holding. Once again, our discussion tonight, legal questions on long-term disability, especially, also Social Security. Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, I had a question for Mr. Buchanan. I'm 59 and a half, worked my whole life. I had trouble with my back and knees for years. And then recently, about a year ago, I had an episode of COPD and emphysema where I was hospitalized in ICU for a while. My employer's let me come back and work with him, but he's been real considerate and let me sit if I need to. And I've gotten to the point where I just need to throw in the towel. My question to him is, can I take out my retirement and live on that for 5 months while I apply for the disability?
Mike, that's a good question. And you do need to have something prepared, because if you stop working tomorrow and you file for Social Security right away, it typically takes at least 3 to 4 months in the very best case of somebody who's clearly disabled for Social Security to make a favorable decision and start paying benefits. And then obviously there's the 5 month waiting period. So you've got at least 5 months to wait. And in reality, it could take longer than that. We see people that it takes a year, year and a half, or 2 years.
Even if you have good documentation from five or six physicians that say he's done,
even if you have a slam dunk case that Social Security doesn't make decisions that fast, but no matter what, you can't change the 5 month waiting period, even if they approve you right away. Now, there's tax implications and there's financial implications if you take out your retirement. If you're 59 and a half, as I understand it, there's some special rules where you can take the retirement out, and that's something to talk to a tax advisor about.
For a hardship.
I'm sorry?
You can take out your retirement for a hardship.
Yeah, but there's still some tax rules that may come into play, and that's why I would talk to a tax person. And I say this to my clients a whole lot. I got an A in law school in income tax back in the mid-90s, and the rules have changed a whole lot, so I don't give tax advice. I'm very, very good at Social Security disability, long-term disability insurance, that kind of stuff. I know just enough about the tax rules to kind of point somebody in the right direction when they go talk to their tax advisor. And I know enough about your situation is that probably under your 401k or your company retirement plan, there's a provision to take the money out early, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have to pay the taxes on it. You might end up still having to pay some taxes. So sit down with a tax advisor and figure that part out and figure out how much you really need to take out to live off of while you're waiting for your Social Security to get approved.
All right, Well, thank you for your time.
Mike, sure. All the best to you. 267-1023. Come on, folks. Legal advice. It's free tonight. Eric Buchanan, when it comes to long-term disability, Social Security issues, he is the best in town. He's one of 8 certified trial lawyers in this state who specializes in these issues. Come on, folks. 267-1023. Free advice tonight. What kinds of things qualify for disabilities, Eric, these days?
In the Social Security world, anything can qualify as a disability if it keeps you from being able to perform any job in the national economy for at least 12 months or it's a terminal illness, with a few key exceptions. Those key exceptions are that if you have been hurt while you were committing a felony, that disability doesn't count. If your disability is due to a drug or alcohol addiction, and the test right there is if you were to stay sober and still be disabled, you can be disabled. But if you're currently using drugs or alcohol and that's the cause of your disability, then that also does not count as a disability for the federal Social Security system. For long-term disability, it depends on how the policy is written. Long-term disability policies often limit benefits to 2 years for a mental and nervous disorder, but they don't necessarily exclude an alcohol addiction. That might count as a mental and nervous disorder.
Two years for a mental disorder?
That's the most you can get, where if you have a physical problem, you get paid up to age 65. And for some of those private policies I was talking about earlier, some of those even provide benefits for life if you become disabled by a certain age.
Do veterans also fall into the same category, especially with PTSD? That's not a two-year issue.
If they have a long-term disability policy, that can limit their benefits to two years. And even worse, you brought up a good point. Some long-term disability insurance policies or just regular private disability insurance policies exclude any disability caused by a war. So a veteran may not be able to draw benefits under one of those policies at all if their only disability is a PTSD problem caused by when they were at war.
Some things need to be rewritten. Tim, great to have you on the show with Eric Buchanan. And James, hold on. We'll get to you in a moment. Go, Tim.
Okay, I was going to ask you kind of an odd question. Somebody told me that you haven't worked for 10 years, and, you know, it's before your retirement age and all that, that you lose all your back benefits you've ever paid in. Is that true?
Okay, for Social Security disability, you have to become disabled within 5 years of when you last worked 5 years.
I'm talking about when I was working, for a living, no disability or nothing like that. I'm just talking about the benefits. Say I don't go back. I've been unemployed for several years now, but say I don't go back to work until, whenever. Am I going to lose all that money I paid in before?
Yeah, there's a whole special complicated calculation that that calculates how much you get in retirement benefits. I don't think the answer is that if you miss the last 10 years of work before you retire, they do average in the years you don't work as zeros of your earnings, so that it reduces the amount you pay in. And there's a special rule. You have to pay in for a certain number of years, and I think it's 10 while you're in your working life to be insured, but
I worked over 22, 23 years.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that if you're talking about retirement benefits, it's very, very case specific. It's not something that I get into a whole lot when I'm helping people get their disability benefits. And the best resource I can tell you to go to is that same website I was talking about earlier, the SSA.gov. That stands for Social Security Administration, SSA.gov. And they have a whole section on there about how to know if you're insured for retirement benefits. You can also go on there and order the form I was telling the gentleman about at the beginning of the hour. If you weren't listening, it's called a PEBS, a PEBES, which stands for Personal Earning and Benefit Estimate Statement, which will show how much you paid in, and it'll also tell you how much you would get if you retire. And if it says zero in the amount that you retire, then under Social Security system, they're saying you don't have enough credits and you better go back to work. But that's where you find out all that information. It's SSA.gov, and you can order a copy of your PEBS.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jim, great to have you. Tim, great to have you. James, welcome to the show. Eric Buchanan wants to hear from you. Go, James.
I worked self-employed for several years. I've had my neck fused together twice. Okay, I've got 4 vertebrae fused in my neck. I've not filed for disability yet, but I'm afraid I've been taking trigger point injections and they're not working. I have a lot of pain. Do I need to go right now and sign up or let my doctor finish what we're going to try to do?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. You brought up a couple points. Let's address that last part first. If you think you can't keep working, there's no reason not to go ahead and get the Social Security application started. And we've been explaining to people all night that it takes a long time for Social Security to process an application. And a lot of people, about 75% of the people in Tennessee, get denied at the first step. And at the second step, about 90% of the people get denied. When you get to the third step and go in front of a Social Security judge, it's actually better than 50-50 that get approved. So a lot of people have to go through the whole process. The sooner you get the application started, the better. At some point along in there, though, for you to have a good case, you're going to have good medical records showing that you have problems, and it really, really helps, like to the point where it's almost necessary. It helps to have a doctor say this is what this person can or can't do, but you don't need to have that doctor's opinion before you go file in the first place. That's kind of what you have to round up while the case is ongoing. So the other question you asked about is you've been self-employed. Couple things for people to worry about if they're self-employed. If you've been self-employed and you've been filing your taxes, sometimes people's accountants help them write off a whole lot of stuff so they don't show much in earnings. In order to get credits for Social Security, you have to have about $4,500 in earnings each year to be qualified for Social Security or Social Security disability. And if you haven't been reporting that much in earnings and paying your taxes 5 out of the last 10 years before you became disabled, you might not be eligible for Social Security disability. So that's something to be careful about if you're self-employed. The other thing to be careful about if you're self-employed is people keep trying to work a little bit. It's a lot harder to win a Social Security case if you're still working a little bit and you're self-employed, because Social Security will basically, the benefit of the doubt will be given to the side of saying that if you can work a little bit and you're self-employed, you're still running a company and you're working too much to get disability. So typically, you know, I don't want to tell people to quit working altogether, and I don't want to tell people how to live their lives, but from a legal standpoint, it's a much better case if somebody has stopped working entirely if they used to be self-employed. But before you get to that point, you might want to do what I told the other two callers we had earlier, which is go to the SSA website, ssa.gov, socialsecurityadministration.gov, and order a copy of your PEBS, your personal earning and benefit estimate statement, and it'll show whether you've paid in enough years to be eligible for a disability benefit.
Right.
Hey, James, so,
I've been out of work. You know, I have not worked for 5 months. The only thing I've worked on is the recliner.
Yeah, and James, let me add one more thing. That same website, ssa.gov, is where you can go file for Social Security disability. You can do it online now, and that's been available for a couple years. And I really, really like it when the clients call me if they've already filed the application and gotten that started. Social Security has one technical regulation that attorneys can file the appeals for people, can help them with all the paperwork, but the one thing an attorney can't do for somebody is file the initial application. And so you're much better off when you call a disability attorney. If you call my office and say, hey, I need help with my Social Security case, the first thing we're probably going to tell somebody to do is we'll go file an application and then come to us after you filed it. You might as well go ahead and file that application. Some people prefer to go online to do it. There's two other ways to file a Social Security application. One is to call 1-800-772-1213. That's the Social Security Administration's phone number. And you can tell them you want to apply for disability, or you can go to the local Social Security office and tell them you want to apply. And if you call the number or go there in person, they won't take your application right away, but they'll set up an appointment in the next few weeks for you to come back and file one.
You know, I appreciate your honesty, Eric, because, you know, you see all these commercials on TV for all these Social Security attorneys, but you don't hear that. And it's just, you make it very easy for people to actually start the process.
Yeah.
And it's very honest to you.
There are some people out there who basically say, come to us before you do anything. And that just doesn't make sense. One of the things that really helps to get your process, get your case moving along so that we don't have to wait so long to get you your benefits is to get that application filed.
Hey, James, can I give you his phone number? He's right there next to Memorial Auditorium. I think you need to call.
Okay.
634-2506. He's right across the street from Memorial Auditorium on Macaulay Avenue.
Can I have that one more time?
It is 634-2506. It's Eric Buchanan and Associates.
All right, I sure do appreciate
Man,
it. Thank
great,
you.
Great to have you.
Thanks for calling.
Peanut Brain. Yes, I'm with you on that one. What's going on?
Hey, what do you do about knowing that people that's drawing disability and that can get out there and still mow the grass and lift furniture and stuff like that, and you want to call about fraud?
Wow.
Yeah, they're
interesting.
If you go to the SSA website, that same one we've been talking about tonight, ssa.gov, There's an
SSA.gov.
SSA stands for Social Security Administration. Somewhere on that website, there's a phone number for the Inspector General's office at Social Security where you can report those kind of situations. Now, beware. I have people ask me a lot of questions. How is it that my neighbor is getting Social Security disability, but he can still mow his grass? The test for Social Security is, can you perform what's called substantial gainful activity, which means basically can you earn $1,000 a month? And there's also special rules for people who are over 50 and over 55 that if they've never done a sedentary work or a light job, depending on how old they are, that Social Security won't make them go back and do those jobs if they've never done that before. So if all they've done is hard labor, then Social Security, and they're 55 years old, Social Security is not going to say that they're not disabled if the only job that they might physically be able to do is a desk job, but they mentally can't do that, or the technical word is they can't vocationally adjust to it. So what you see sometimes is somebody who has a mental disorder, and on a really good day, they might be able to go out and mow the grass, but they could never hold down a job for a length of time. Or they might have some other problem with really bad diabetes or some other problem that most of the time they have to rest, they have to really take care of themselves. But
so if I sent a video in along with my name and, you know, my address, and I'm his next-door neighbor, I mean, you know, I know that he can work.
Yeah, is that confidentiality, too? How confidential is that website for somebody like this man to report fraud?
Yeah, it's my understanding that it is confidential, that it's anonymous. But just be aware that just because you see somebody mowing the grass doesn't mean that they're capable of earning $1,000 a month. So unless you're really out to get somebody and you want to get them in trouble and you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, think about that somebody who can mow the grass.
I've known him all my life.
That doesn't answer the question, and I'm not sure I want to know the answer. But the rule is you have to be able to do enough work to earn $1,000 a month. And if somebody might pay somebody $50 to mow their grass once every 2 weeks, that's not earning $1,000 a month.
That's if he wants to get out there and get it.
That's the question is he capable of doing it? And if he's capable of doing it, then Social Security should not be paying his benefits. If he's not really capable of doing it and he's able to do a little bit of chores around the house, there's lots of Social Security rules that say just being able to occasionally do a few chores around the house doesn't mean that you're not disabled.
And let me ask you, I mean, thank you for your call, but he's very angry, but is the gentleman who was collecting Social Security, is that his money? I mean, that is his money. Is that correct?
Well,
he's had to put in at least 10 years of working time. Is that right?
He paid it. Well, he had to work five out of the last 10
years.
For Social Security disability, and you have to pay into the system in order to get those benefits. But you also need to meet the rules. You shouldn't be drawing that money out if you're not meeting the rules.
Excellent. 267-1023. Some great questions. As we go into the break, please talk about the Seal of Satisfaction Award. It's an elite award that you received for attorneys' offices, and it's just great for you, Eric.
Yeah, there's a company out there called Services Select that offers the Seal of Satisfaction to businesses who qualify. You have to be nominated by your customers or your clients, and then they do some very rigorous testing to make sure you have a lot of procedures in place to take care of your clients or your customers, that you do certain things. We've won that award the last 2 years. It's only available to one business in each category, and we're the first law firm in Chattanooga to win that award, and I think we may be the first law firm in Tennessee to win that
award.
It's
Eric Buchanan and Associates. Come on, you got free legal advice. You got the best here for 10 more minutes. 267-1023, the best when it comes to long-term disability concerns, Social Security. Call. All right, who is this? This is
Jim Wigmore again.
Jim Wigmore again. Okay. Who's coming up next? Jim Wigmore?
We'll ask Cowboy Joe. He's the DJ tonight.
All right, buddy.
Well, Clary Brown coming up next week.
Oh, Clary Brown, okay. Y'all are killing me. Can we play some Jackson 5?
The stuff you need to know. It's covered.
Sounds like a great program.
Keep listening. 1023 FM, WGOW.com.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West, trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim. Can be hard without the right help, but I'm standing here with the right help, attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard. There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in.
My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a quick look at the mirror. See those bags under your eyes? You can simply get rid of them. Introducing Genucel Stem Cell Therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. Rosa from New Jersey wrote, I felt the bags under my eyes firm up and my skin was glowing. Your product helped me to reduce puffiness immediately. And in a couple of weeks, I stopped using concealer because of the improvement. Actually, I've gone a week without applying heavy makeup. I would recommend it to anyone. I've noticed a great difference. And with its instant effects, you'll see Genucel working in the first 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, for a new, younger, and wrinkle-free skin, Chamonix will also give you the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment. Absolutely free just for trying Genucel today. Call 800-480-7398. 800-480-7398. You will be absolutely amazed by the results or your money back, guaranteed. Call 800-480-7398. That's 800-480-7398. 800-480-7398.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years.
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My Debt Negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection calls.
I was afraid to answer the phone until My Debt Negotiation stopped the hassling once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-563-1283. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-563-1283. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-563-1283 now.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
Hey, I'm Brian Joyce, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show every Monday through Friday. It's called Live and Local right here on the Talk Monster.
All right, if you are just tuning in, you got to hear about these great musicians that Eric Buchanan finds for us. We've gone from Louisiana, and now we're hitting the wonderful continent of New Zealand. Is that correct?
Actually, this is Clary Brown from Australia.
Jim
Wigmore
okay.
is from New Zealand.
All right, so we're hitting two of those at least. They're neighbors.
They are. And this is the lady from the Heineken commercial where the guys go into the bar and they order Heineken and the bartender starts pulling levers and turning it from a rundown bar into a really nice bar. And when they drop the piano into the floor, the band that comes up is Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackettes.
Okay, so what do you do? Do you just, I mean...
You get one of those levers installed in your house.
That's I know. But how do you find these artists? Are you just...
Well, if you just get on the internet and you Google the Heineken commercial with the bar, and then it comes up and tells you who plays the song, and then you go into iTunes and find out, yeah, they've got other stuff, and it's just as good.
Jeff Styles has got to get you on that music selection. I mean, this would be a great international night.
It'd be a lot of fun if we could get either Clary Brown or Jen Wigmore to Riverbend or something else in Chattanooga.
Jeff, I hope you're listening. 267-1023. You got 5 minutes, folks, to talk to Eric Buchanan, who I consider the best in this town when it comes to long-term disability and Social Security issues. I wish you'd give us a call. 267-1023. We have had some fantastic calls tonight. When someone applies for disability, what role does that doctor play in that process? You were talking about how important it is to stick with that doctor and make sure everything is documented.
Yep, and the doctors sometimes confuse this. Some doctors are very, very good. Some doctors say, hey, I don't want to get involved. But there's a couple important rules. Doctors, if you're out there listening by any chance, you need to know this, that Social Security Administration has designated the treating doctor as the expert whose opinion is given the most weight. So even if that doctor is not trained in any kind of rehabilitative medicine or anything having to do with functional capacities exams, you don't have to do any of that. It's the doctor's opinion that counts. So if you have a treating doctor, if you're out there thinking you need to help with your disability case, stick with your doctor and tell your doctor about what's going on. Doctors, if you're out there listening and you have patients who are applying for Social Security disability, the federal government has given you the authority to say what that person's restrictions and limitations are, and then the Social Security Administration will give your opinions the most weight. When you apply for disability and you only have medical records and you don't have a treating doctor to say what your restrictions and limitations are, that's an awfully tough case to win. And these days, I would say 9 times out of 10, that's an impossible case to win. And then even the other 10% of the time, it's a really hard case to win. On the other hand, if the treating doctor is supportive and the medical records support those restrictions and limitations, that's how we win cases for our clients.
267-1023. Come on. If you are having a problem, you got 5 minutes to get this call in. Free advice with Eric Buchanan, 267-1023. Had some great questions tonight about disability. Let me just say this. Insurance company, they are not on your side, and that is when somebody like you comes in. It can be a very tough fight.
If you buy a disability insurance policy on your own, or if you have coverage at work that provides long-term disability, you said it right. The insurance company is not on your side, and you are not in good hands. Those insurance companies are extremely difficult to work with, and they are saving their own money when they deny your claim. And there are very, very technical rules that apply in disability cases, especially the cases where you got the policy at work. I'm going to talk a little technical language here, but people need to understand how important this is. There is a federal law called ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, that was originally designed to protect people's pensions, but eventually, by the time the law was passed, it applies to other employee benefits. So if you have a policy at work that provides life insurance, disability insurance, health insurance, and you file a claim, the rules of ERISA apply. It's not really a contract. It's a federal employee benefit, and you need to talk to an attorney during the claim process. If you wait till you're denied, then you can lose some real rights and some real chances to win that case because of the special ERISA rules.
Your chances of winning much better if they hire someone like you or your firm.
And if they talk to us when they have been denied the first time so that we can help them with the appeal to the insurance company. And, Bill, we've got a little bit more time left in the hour. What's your question tonight?
Hey, that fellow worrying about his neighbor raised a question in my mind. How much do people get paid on disability? Is it based on your previous earnings?
Man, what a great question.
And I'm going to hang up and listen, but I have another question. Does anybody ever get disability on their own?
Wow. Good, Bill.
Yeah, let me answer the second question first because that's the easy, quick one. Yes, technically you can go to a hearing on your own. You can go through the process on your own. The statistics show that your chances of winning increase if you have an attorney or a representative helping you. In my personal experience, I've seen a lot of people who have tried to do it on their own and they've just made mistakes. But technically, yes, you can go through the process and you can win on your own. I have seen people do that. But I've also had plenty of cases where somebody tried to do that and I've had to figure out how to appeal their case, or I've had to tell them it's too late, we're going to have to file a new application and start over if they still have a chance to do that. Now, the first part of your question was, well, how much do you get paid if you win your disability case? It is based on what you pay in. There is a really complicated formula. It's the federal government. Everything's complicated. So that the lower earning people actually get paid a bigger percentage of those earnings back in Social Security. And then as your earnings increase, the percentage that comes back to you goes down. So a lot of people, I'll just say around here, I'd say typically people that I see are going to get maybe somewhere between $800 a month and $1,500 a month. If you are a high wage earner, if you are Jed Mescom and you make $10 million a year or whatever he makes for each appearance, celebrities like that get paid so much money. The maximum benefits that you can get from Social Security I think is somewhere around $2,800 right now for a family. Maybe it's $3,200 for a family and $2,700 for an individual. It's somewhere in that neighborhood. And that's somebody who's been paid high wages and been paying FICA taxes on that for a long time.
Eric Buchanan, we all at this station love when you walk in this building. Eric Buchanan and Associates, you've got to meet his team of professionals, folks. Come on. If you're going to use the best, once again, Eric Buchanan and his staff there, they're board-certified trial attorneys when it comes to these issues. 634-2506, that is their number. They're right across from Memorial Auditorium. You check out his website. It's called BuchananDisability.com, and there's a great thing on there called Eric's Answers, and everything that we've done tonight is on that.
Yeah, and there's also a bunch of papers on there that go in more detail if you really want to learn the technical stuff, but just explore the website if you have questions.
Eric, you give so much back to the community. I know you're working on a golf tournament that'll help the hospice,
It's the pediatric hospice for kids who need hospice care and for parents who have the need of hospice care for babies, and that golf tournament's going to be in August, and we're going to firm up the date here real soon.
We'll talk more about that. Hey, the bread basket, thank you, Brett. You're going to love what I got you tonight, that cheese bread. Now, Signal Mountain, Hickson, and East Brainerd, the bread basket, thank you. Cowboy Joe, we love you, man. You are just great.
Got a phone? Get our station. Always on. Always online. Talk.